Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストやエピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。っていうわけなんだけれども、今日は年末特別編というやつで。いや、早速誰か来てしまったんだけど。そう、毎年かな、毎年じゃないかな。なんとなく年末最後の回には、雑談会をやっていたような気がして、やってたよね。
I think so, yeah.
確認もしてないっていう。なんで今日はニュースをピックアップする代わりに2人で話そうかなと思っています。
Well, the year's ending.
ね。
I guess a lot of things happened.
でも今年何したっけ問題というか、こう休暇っていうものがなかったじゃん。まあ、そういう人ばっかりだと思うんだけど、旅行とかに行ってないから区切りみたいな思い出すその節目がなさすぎて。
Just the news, right? It's not really what we did ourselves.
そうそう。だから今年何したっけっていう。
People have called it like a Groundhog Day situation, where every day is a little too similar.To the day before and presumably the next day.
ね、週末もね、まあ同じような感じというか。
If you're working from home, especially.
So how was your year? 個人的に。
There's a lot of good things.
Ah, yeah?
And,
like what?
Not so great things. I don't know. Good for me is like...Bad things that could have happened that didn't. Or, I don't know. I do think that, and this probably isn't just myself, but I paid a lot of attention to things that are happening outside of my own life. And also outside of this country. I think, I don't know.Maybe people can focus on themselves a little bit more easily going forward.
Why?
Less distractions in the media. Less, I don't know. Because this year was a bit chaotic and there was a lot of pandemic, you know, feel like you need to follow everything regarding the pandemic and...You don't feel that way?
そうね。 Yeah, I guess. I mean, そうね。今年は本当に躍動して、全員そうだと思うんだけど、地球上の人。
Yeah.
なんかコロナもあったし、まあ、私の場合は母が癌で亡くなったり、最後の最後で自分が足の靭帯を切るっていう。
How's your ankle?
まだね、歩けるけど、そう歩けるようにはなったけど、走ったりとか早歩きとかはちょっと痛いし、やばい感じがする。
Normally?
Usually, yeah. まあ子供いるからさ、公園とか行ったらめっちゃ一緒に走ってたから、それはできないし、やっぱちっちゃいからさ、急にこう走り出したりとかすると危ないじゃん、あの道路で。だから走れないってなっちゃうと危なくて、こうベビーカーなしで歩道を一緒に歩くとかできなくなっちゃうんだよね、急に。
Yeah, you're less capable in a variety of ways.
そう、だからかなり生活が制限されてる感は、まあコロナももちろんそうだし、その足の靭帯のせいでよりそれが加速してるっていうか。
Didn't Biden break his ankle on the same day?
え、嘘、そうなの ？He broke his ankle?
Yeah, and
え、what happened?
Well, they said he was playing with his dogs, but that sounds like a really PR sort of fake, like not credible story to me, but
okay.
Sure. Because, you know, when you break your ankle, it's not like this wholesome, like, nice story like that. Like, I broke my ankle feeding the homeless or something.
でもそこまでは行ってないでしょ。そこまでは行ってないでしょ。
It's in that direction. I mean, I'm not going to say it didn't
happen. I was carrying my son. Mm-hmm. Is that wholesome enough for you? Like, does that sound fake to you, or it's not wholesome enough that it sounds real?
Well, I just expected, you know, he was probably pretty busy, and, you know.
He just tripped?
If the real story is he just tripped.
And then they have to
announce, like, Biden tripped, and then it's kind of like, oh, he's old, and he's not good at, like, walking. So the dogs thing, like, sounds really nice. It could just be a nice... You know, it just played out that way.
全然関係ないんだけどさ、今年自分的にちょっとびっくりした話がこの間あって、23andMe を超久しぶりに開いたのよ。で、前にさ、多分この話何回もしてると思うんだけど、その Ancestry の結果として私は 97%まあ、97% 日本人であとは韓国と中国が混ざってるっていう結果だったのね、ずっと。いや、そうなんだと思って、まあ、そうやって混ざってる人いっぱいいるだろうし、なんか面白いというか嬉しいなって思ったりして、で、まあ、今年韓国語もすごい勉強してるし、ね、こう自分のルーツ、まあ、その 3% だけど混ざってるわけだから、自分の祖先に、まあ、中国人と韓国人いたわけだからとかいろいろ思ってたわけよ。でさ、この間久しぶりに開いたら 100% 日本人になってたので、え、ちょっと待って、韓国と中国どこ行ったって思って、その客中みたいなとこ読んでったら、こうどんどん更新していますと、どんどんどんどん精度が上がって更新してるから、みんなのアンセストリーもちょっと変わりましたみたいな、だから今最新の結果が一番精度が高いやつですって書いてあって、で Frequently Asked Question のところ、よくある質問の本当トップのトップ3の中に、なんか I liked my previous results みたいなやつが書いてあって、前の方が良かったって言ってる人が結構いるんだなみたいな。でその答えに、いや、その答えとして23andMe は、いや、でもなんかその気持ちはある人はいるだろうけど、最新のやつが一番正確ですみたいな感じで、なんかちょっと申し訳なさそうに書いてあって。
Wait, so you're less Korean now?
だから私 100% 日本しかないんだって。なんかすごい悲しくなった。悲しくなったっていうか、なんか、いや、自分が今年その韓国ドラマにハマってすごい韓国語を勉強してる中で、その 23andMe の結果がね、もともとそのひなんていうの、4代5代6代目ぐらいにフルの韓国人と中国人がいたっていう結果だったのよ。でそれ今となっては当然、まあね、その誰だったのか私には分かりえないんだけど、あ、なんかそういうドラマというかさ、なんかしらあったんだなみたいな思ってたのに。でこう自分が今になって韓国語を勉強してることも、なんかこうそれとつながってるじゃないけど、こうね、その自分の祖先にいたその韓国人のその誰かさんとか、その人と結婚した私のまた祖先の日本人の人とか、そういうのがこうつながってストーリーが見えてくるような感じがしてたのに、全然関係ないっていう。
So is that's a disappointment for you?
Yeah. で、愛ふたきがさ、ゲストで来た時に、彼女は 100% 日本人だったって言ってたじゃん。で、逆にそれ珍しくないみたいな、え、100% すごいとか言ってたら、自分もそうだったっていうね。
Well, you have Neanderthal, right? ちょっとだけ。
Neanderthal, 多分ない。
You don't really have.
ほぼない。なかった気がする。
It's like 0.1 or something.
だからね、ちょっと 23andMe やってる人は、あの、久しぶりに開けてない人はちょっと開けてみてほしい。なんか変わってるかもしれないか。
Well, I hope you can still appreciate Korean content.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, in some ways, I think in 2020, there's been a rise in a sort of ethnocentrism and people, you know, getting in touch with their ethnic roots and sort of their, you know, their genetic lineage and their, you know, their ancestors. And while I think there's a lot of value in sort of the Tao of the ancestors, there's a way to live that, you know, they figured out through experience that we can, you know, that may be more compatible for you if from your ancestors. But I do think that people have lost focus or sight of our common humanness a little bit this year. And, you know, getting in touch with your ethnicity is fine, but, you know, when all the Irish people in Boston start, you know, forming ethnic groups, and we sort of have expectations about how to treat people based on them being members of a community and whatnot, it's personally, I would like to see more of our common humanness celebrated. I hope they're not, you know, they don't need to be mutually exclusive, but yeah. But I'll check my 23andMe and adjust my cultural preferences accordingly.
So, なんかね、びっくりした。
Yeah.
個人的な。
Where do you think that's going to go? Do you think more and more people are doing it now, you know?
Yeah. I have so many DNA relatives on that.
Yeah, it's too many.
めっちゃいるよ。
There's like several popping up every week or so, right?
I don't know. I don't, E メールにサブスクライブしてないから。
うん。
基本的にずっと忘れてる、まあ、から本当に久しぶりにログインしたんだけど。
When you log in, you see like you have all these like a huge number of relatives. How does that like what are you supposed to do? It's like okay, you're related, but what do you do? Like it's not like LinkedIn. Like it's not, you know, you don't have your resume on there. You just can look at each other's DNA, I guess. But then if you're relatives, it's like I'm actually less interested in the DNA of my relatives than.
まあ分布は面白いけどねちょっと、こうなんかしかもさその 23andMe 更新された時に日本のその地域の何自分の ancestors の地域の分布みたいなのもランキング的な感じで出てくるようになってて、私の場合はトップが沖縄だったのね、だそっちから来た人が、
縄文タイプ、
よくわかんない。でもそう確かに relatives は何をそのデータで何をすればいいのかよくわかんないよね。
Wait, I thought you had said you were more Yayoi than 縄文。
I don't remember.
でも沖縄は縄文じゃない？
わかんない。
Maybe you're gonna have to adjust that part
of
your。
沖縄と全然関係ない地域もいっぱい入ってて、
uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't really know what that
沖縄
means,
is cool though. There's too many snakes in Okinawa. That's the number one issue with Okinawa is that there's snakes all over the place.
でもさ、海が好きな人と山が好きな人いるじゃん。とか、暖かいとこが好きな人と寒いとこが好きな人とかさ、そういうなんか勝手ななんか意味付けをしたくなる、あの分布を見てると。私は海が好きで暑いとこが好きなんだけど、その relatives の分布見てると大体こうハワイとかカリフォルニアとか、まあ、ただ日系人がだから多いところっていうだけの理由もあるんだけど、あったかいとこが好き
な。Based on that, all Japanese people love the ocean.
Yeah.
And islands.
そうだからね、まあそう、あのデータで何をすればいいかはちょっとよくわかんないけど。でも来年どうなるんだろうね。なんか、I heard that Trump might make his own media.
What, like Trump news?
Yeah, なんか会員制の
news media or just like a reality TV show and stuff.
No, I heard. No, I saw なんかニュースメ、なんかフォックスの打倒フォックスみたいな。
うん。
だからスティーブバノンとアレックス・ジョーンズを足して2で割らずに500でかけるみたいな。それでしかも会員制ってなるとさらにフィルターバブルまっしぐらみたいな、
うん、
だそれがすごい台頭してきたりするともう今よりもめちゃくちゃになりそうだなとか思ってるけど
I definitely prefer that all these voices are on the same platforms rather than
yeah.
this yeah, kind yeah. of like because now I don't even know what people are up toAnd that
yeah.
not knowing what different groups are thinking just creates more distrust. You're not giving them the benefit of the doubt. You're going to assume the worst.
Yeah.
So hopefully...
でもね、多分マクシマムにお金を生み出そうっていうふうに思うはずだから、多分、まあ、会員制っていうのが一番いいと思うんだろうなっていうのは、
so,
まあ想像できるけど。
Will it be like Netflix or something, but like the Trump version?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Are they gonna partner with some network or? I can't see any of the networks partnering with them though. Yeah, I don't know what the deal with Trump will be going forward, but I do expect he will run again.In 24 although that's a while from now
yeah yeah しかも hey, you think he'll run again?
I think so
なんかさ疲れないのかな まあそれみんなそうなんだけどさあのおじいちゃんたちみんな
he doesn't quit and he doesn't accept losing so it's never the end
right.
in his mind right. at least you know I read part of his book and it's all about like never give up you know like you can do it against all odds
right
know? And he has a sort of a I don't know he
well,
thinks
I mean,
that there's some divine force or the universe
right.
will help him get to where he's trying to go and I mean he became president so
yeah そう思うよね絶対
I don't knock his mentality in that regard
私も自分がトランプだったらそう思っちゃうと思うなんか成功体験があまりにも積み重なりすぎてどんなにひどいこと言ったりとかしてもあまり結果的にうまくいってるし大統領にもなれちゃったしあ自分ってもう選ばれし民なんだみたいななんか信じていれば何でも叶うってそれは思うよね、
yeah. Well he's had that mentality from a long time ago
Right
And he's had some you know extreme difficulty in a financial business sense and recovered from that So If I had to make a prediction I would say that I expect he will run againIf he's consistent with himself, and he seems to be pretty good at being consistent with himself.
日本もね、なんかちょっとどうなるのか、なんか菅さんもちょっとそろそろ危うい感じだけど、でも次変わるとしても誰がいるんだっけみたいな感じで。
What's going on with Japan? What's the state of Japan right now? Closing this year out.
Well, we're getting...more cases right
but overall like the economy morale demographics like how is because Japan was you know one of the preeminent superpowers of the world at one point just wondering you know where Japan is and what the outlook isGenerally, like what?
Aging.
How do people feel?
Just aging.
Well, Japan's been doing that.
Yeah, and it's not getting any better, and that's the problem, right? It's only getting worse. Yeah, で特にまあ今パンデミックだから子供もねますます減ってるし、so it feels pretty grim.
What are the big move? Who's the, you know, Elon or Bezos or one of those characters of Japan? Like, do we have like who's the big brain? You know, badass of Japan.
I don't know.
Do we even have companies that are have that vibe of, you know?
I mean, there are a lot of startups, and there are, you know, startup CEOs that have a lot of followers on Twitter とか. But, まあアメリカもさ、bro culture みたいな、そのスタートアップ bro culture みたいなあって、よく批判されたりするけど、なんか日本のそれも。それの方がなんか個人的にはすごい嫌な感じがあるっていうか
What is that?
Like they're all friends and
What the who are? The founders like, of startups?
Yeah, like なんて言えばいいんだろうね、なんか
Sounds like a good thing.
A lot of them are friends and they kind ofsupport each other, which is good, but
I want to meet some of these founders.
なんかその悪いことがあったときにすごいお互いかばっちゃうみたいな。それがすごいよく見えちゃう。
They're not competing with each other necessarily.
I guess. Well, I mean, I'm sure they are competing with each other.
What industries are you alluding
to? I'm talking about tech.
Okay.
なんか独特なカルチャーがあるっていうか。
Tech as in IT, not engineering.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. IT startups are kind of getting lame.
なんか
well,
really
not lame,
sketchy.
But less interesting.
なんかもう a bunch of sketchy guys って感じのなんかイメージがあって、まあ、特にね最近ちょっとなんか人が亡くなるみたいなのがあってすごい話題になってたけど Yeah, I don't know. どうなんだろう?
Well, there are a lot of technologies that are poised to completely change the world, and I think we'll begin to do so next year. AlphaFold is probably one of the most interesting ones. Have you heard anything else about AlphaFold?
No.
No, we talked about it briefly, but the implications of AlphaFold are like way, way bigger than I initially realized. And I think we're going to start to hear about AlphaFold all the time. It will be used to engineer proteins that will aid us in removing CO2 from the atmosphere.We can engineer fertilizers. We can use it to target cancers. We can grow food. We can there will be a huge health industry just based on this protein folding. It's really like we're going to be able to program nature. Nature runs on proteins, which are you have DNA transcribed to RNA and then translated to an amino acid chain, and that chain folds and forms a structure, and the structure determines its function. And
right.
Now we know what chain sequences will generate what structures, which is what AlphaFold has been able to tell us, which means that now we can create protein structures. We can design novel protein structures. And they can perform any function within the scope of what nature does. Anything nature does, we could theoretically do by folding proteins. And now we know how to write, you know, the code that makes the protein we want. This will also lead to I mean, there will be ethical concerns about this, obviously, like who gets to use this technology? How will it be brought to market? And because prions are essentially a protein that can cause bad folding, it start to act like a virus. And so people could engineer proteins to act like a prion, which would be really scary. So that's part of it. But yeah, I think AlphaFold, I don't know. AlphaFold itself may not, you know, go to market next year, but it's very easy for other initiatives, efforts in other countries, like in China, to replicate this. And so it may come sooner than maybe regulators might prefer. Yeah, so that's big.
来年の注目ワード。結構ね、そう毎年、あ、こういう話が増えてきたなとか、まあ、今年だからやっぱりパンデミックにめっちゃ支配されてたから、論文とかもそっち系ばっかりだったし。
Mars, there is a lot of Mars news.
そうだね、Mars はいっぱいあるね。Moon もいっぱいあるし。そうね、宇宙系はすごいやっぱ引き続き盛り上がってるよね。
Robotics.
Yeah.
Intelligent robotics. So self-driving cars and the Spot. The Boston Dynamics robot,
right.
And the robots that are being used in Amazon warehouses.
I saw a short video of construction robots. Like a construction worker, みたいな感じで. It's a humanoid robot.
Humanoid.
That can, like, well, humanoid っていうのは何? 普通の human shape. It doesn't look like a real human or anything. It's just like in human form.
Have you seen the robots in the Amazon factories? Or not factories, Amazon warehouses?
Storage, yeah.
The ones that it has some wheels and then it has like a long neck. And it looks like something out of Toy Story. You know, like the...
Right.
Like the legs with the little crane on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah. It's a Toy Story の方はわかんない。
What?
え、そんなキャラいたっけ?
Yeah, in Toy Story.
Two legs with a crane?
There is,
on
it's
it?
Like a, like Barbie legs, and then it had like a little, it was like a little crane on top or something.
Right. Ah, わかった。いたわ。
Yeah.
足だけ人間のやつでしょ?
The Amazon one has wheels, but...
Right.
I guess wheels are better. Are they? Well, the humanoid one has legs, right?
Yeah. まあ階段とか段差があったら wheels じゃない方がいい?
確かに。Yeah, I think so. Maybe some spider thing is the best.
But it looks too scary.
A spider?
Yeah. こう
I think
エクソシストっぽいくなっちゃうじゃん。わかる?ダダダダダみたいな。
Spiders are so mobile and delicate, you know, they can,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really advocating for a robot of an army of robot spiders, but
no,
I like the Minority Report spider.
Yeah.
Like those little, it looks like an apple mouse with legs. That thing.
Yeah. そうね。
I think we'll start seeing more functional robotics, not just like lame robots that have fake AI in it at like tech shows.
Yeah.
But robots that actually are purchased by companies that build things and transport stuff. Self-driving is almost here, I guess.
Yeah.
Tesla was a big topic.
Right.
2020. Tesla is probably one of the biggest topics.
まあ、あと昨日ちょうどね、あるメディアでこう 対談っていうのかな、あれはなんか取材があって、その今年、まあ、パンデミックがあったから音声メディアがすごい盛り上がりましたね、うん、みたいな話をされてて、
うん、
なんか それで言うとこうやっぱり最近ちょっと思ったのが、ネットフリックスとか、まあ、アマゾンプライムとかすごいお金をかけてちゃんとクオリティの高いものがバンバン出てくるじゃない、映画とかドラマとか。
Some of it.
でもそれってなんかちゃんと見なきゃいけない感じがあるっていうか、なんかわかる、ちゃんと座って見なきゃいけないじゃん、
yeah.
だからながら見するような感じではないっていうか、だからそういう意味でも音声メディアは結構、まあ、個人的にはラジオとか、なんかちょっとぐらい聞き逃しちゃってもいいやっていう気持ちで聞けるじゃん。多分バイリンガルニュースもさ、聞きながら寝てますっていう人いるけど、まあ、途中で寝ちゃってもいいやっていう、なんか、その全部最後までちゃんと聞かないとっていう、なんか話が分かんなくなっちゃうみたいなのないじゃん。
If there's a guest, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But 最近やっと子供が本当2歳半になって、ちょっと時間にも余裕が出てきて、カウボーイをまた聞き始めた時にこう変わらずに二人が仲良く喋ってるみたいな、そのなんか戻ってきた感があってすごい嬉しかった。
There's a companionship aspect to it. That's why I listen to things. And usually I'm working or I'm doing something or I'm like I'd rather be productive and just listen. And I don't really
逆にえ、
うん、
え、なんか集中してる時に聞いてるってこと？人が喋ってんの？
Well, I'll listen to a podcast while I work.
へえ。
Or I'll listen to a podcast while I exercise or while I
それはまあわかる。
While I wash dishes or something. Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. そう、料理してる時とかね、やっぱいいよね。
Yeah.But yeah, like while I'm working, I'll listen. And I'm like, if they start talking about something that's especially interesting, then I might pause and listen to that. But a lot of the time, you know, people are talking about things that, you know, don't
Whatever.
Necessarily need my full attention.
Right.
Right. So if I'm listening to Joe Rogan or something, right?And,
yeah.
You know,
まあ、
they just start、
ね、
talking, they just start, you know.
Chimps?
If he starts talking about chimpanzees and、yeah. how it'll rip your face off, or, you know, some hunting stuff, sometimes I shift my focus a little bit more towards, you know, what I'm working on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. だからそれ意外と今まであんまり考えたことなかったけど便利なんだよね。特にその他の、yeah.ネットフリックスみたいな映像コンテンツのクオリティが上がれば上がるほど、なんかちゃんと見たいからちゃんと見なくていいやつも必要というか、
うん、You should watch less but then watch it very closely I think and then be very very picky about what you're willing to watch、
うん、まあ基本みんなそうなってるとは思うんだけどね。
No,
もうあんまり
people just watch whatever
でもどうだろうね、普通のテレビ見る人減ってるから。
Yeah. Oh, the new season of Expanse is out.
Okay, that's Amazon, right?、
Yes, it's a Bezos operation now. Which is fine.
いや、でもやっぱりね、カウボーイ面白いよね。なんか、超今更だけど。なんか、ずっと聞けてなかったから。
Well, Ota-san is just, he's hilarious. You know,
yeah, and ちょうど、yeah.
I was, well, I don't want to talk shit, but I was watching the M1, the Warai contest or whatever. And it just wasn't really my cup of tea.
Okay.
It just wasn't really like, I just didn't find it that funny. Like the,、
okay.
you know, the group that, you know, most of the, there was one or two that were like kind of funny, but, I just don't find it as funny as like Olta-san just making a joke like off the cuff, like
right.
unscripted,
right?
Like, in the moment, it's just nowhere mm-hmm. close.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's just me, I guess. I don't know. Did you watch it?
M1?
Yeah.
Mita yo.
Mita?
Mita yo. Mita yo.
Mita.
なんかちゃんとすごい真剣に全部見てたわけじゃないけど。
うん。
でも見たよ。
What do you think?
Some of them were funny. I think, as I said before, なんかやっぱ、その、なんか自分にとって面白くないなっていうのもちろんあるんだけど、それでもこうなんか、人を笑わせようっていう仕事ってやっぱすごいなって思うし、なんか、今テレビで見てて全然自分は笑わないけど、ここで生で目の前で見たら笑っちゃってるだろうなみたいなのは結構あったし、だからなんか、
I don't know if that's harsher or what.
No, I mean that's how it works, right? なんか自分でもさ、あの前よく見に行ってたのね、あの、あれどこだっけ、あの新宿かな、うん、そう、なんか生で見るとやっぱテレビで見てて、なんでこの人こんな受けてんだろうみたいな、何が面白いんだろうって思ってても、うん、生で見るとやっぱなんかすごい笑っちゃうって結構あって、
It's like the next level of canned laughter, right? So in like Friends or something, they have the laugh trackAnd that kind of brings you in a little bit. But then if you're there in person, now you're actually surrounded by people that are laughing. And I think that...
それもあるけど、なんかっていうよりも、本当にその生身の人間が、なんか目の前で変なことをしてくれてるっていう、なんか、それ、笑うじゃん。なんか、なんて言えばいいんだろうね。
Yeah, I've had the opposite experience though. Where in person, I'm just like, I can't laugh. It's like worse. And it's really awkward.
なんかテレビだと若干ディヒューマナイズされてるっていうかさ、自分がクリティックになったような気持ちで見ちゃうけど、
うん、
生で目の前でその人がなんか頑張ってるとこ見たら、やっぱどうしても面白くなってきて笑っちゃうから、
うん、
まあなんかパンデミック落ち着いてまたそういうの見に行けるようになったら楽しいなって思うけど、この間ちょうど太田さんがなんか裁判で名誉毀損の裁判で勝ってて、それずっと気になってたから、ああ、よかったなって思った。
うん。I saw some... I didn't know that was going on, really. Until a few days ago, I saw it on...
そう、なんか裏口入学したって言われて、なんかそれが嘘か本当かみたいな。
うん。
でもなんか自分が子供いるからかもしれないけど、なんか太田さんがラジオで、その自分がそうやって裏口入学って言われて嫌だった理由の一つとして、その裏口入学って言われることが嫌だったっていうよりかは、その記事の中で自分のお父さんが、その裏口入学を頼んだ時に、うちの息子は本当にバカだからって言ったって。でもそれが、自分の父親は、なんか、すごい完璧な人だったわけじゃないけど、その他人に自分の息子をバカだって言うような人じゃなかったっていうのを言ってて、だから自分が子供いるからかもしれないんだけど、それを聞いてなんか泣きそうになっちゃった。
It's really personal, you know, like...
そう、でも亡くなってるから、そこでその俺の息子バカだからって他人に言ってたって言われたくない、そういう嘘を言われたくないだろうなって思ったってお父さんが言ってて、
うん、
なんか私も絶対嫌だからそれ自分の子供をさ他人にバカって言ってたっていう嘘を広められるって、だから、
oh,
そう、
one aspect of this is, you know, just discouraging, you know, discouraging this sort of thing in the future for other people.
そう、あ、そうそうそう、それも本当にそう。でも日本ってさ、あの損害賠償のお金が安いよね、本当に。あの今回も400万円あのその請求したのは3000何百万円とかでも結局400万円になってて、でなんか、まあ、だから多分もう有名だし、これによって例えば太田さんがすごい仕事がなくなっちゃうみたいなことじゃないからっていう意味で計算してるのかもしれないけど、逆になんか有名だからこそめちゃくちゃ拡散しちゃうしさ、その嘘ですっていうのを知らずに本当だって思い込んじゃう人もの数もすごいわけだから、なんか、
well, これ in other countries there's there's too much.
そう、アメリカとかね、とんでもない額。
And there's the payouts are way too big, and it's driving more and more, you know, lawsuits, and it hurts the credibility of real cases. So it's, I think it is a problem.
でも400万円だとさ、抑止力にならないというか、まあ別に払えるっちゃ払えるじゃん、企業だし。だから安っと思って、それはちょっと、はぁと思ったけど。
Yeah, I think the Japanese legal system tends to be a bit more conservative in that sense. Also with driving incidents, you know, it's always like both parties' fault in Japan, at least like 10% or something, but usually more. You know, so even if you could have done anything to prevent what happened, then it, you know, you're going to get slapped with like 30% of the responsibility, which means that net the payout is much less. So, and I don't know if that, I mean, that doesn't really apply to Ota-san's case, but in terms of compensation, it's more conservative, I think.
そうね。 Yeah, this year, そうね。日本はちょっとそういう、なんて言うんだろう、犯罪系の話、なんか、その性交同意年齢の話もあったし、あの、何、ベビーシッターの人が、ね、そのセクシュ、子供にセクシュアルアソートしてたみたいな。で、なんか前科があったんだけど、その記録が、まあ、業者、そのベビーシッターの業者とかは取得できないから、みたいな話とかね、まあ、いろいろ。
Japan is so peaceful though. Like, the news is, you know, these bad things that happen get focused on, but overall, if you look at the data and what's actually happening, I mean, things like this don't even make the local news in the States, you know, like I was watching the news yesterday and they're like some skateboarder was, he got on his skateboard, like in the eki.
Okay.
And the eki was like chasing him down, like down the platform or something. And that was like big news. They're like showing this over and over on TV. And I'm just like, wow. Hey, what's it? Like, this is...
いや、まあ、比べちゃうとね、
まあ、people are getting upset that this guy got on his skateboard for like 20 seconds.
そうね、だからバランス難しいよね。なんかこう、いや、もっと悪い国いっぱいあるって言ってさ、下には下がいるみたいな感じで、こう下を見続けて、うちはだから全然いいんだ、変わる必要ないみたいなのもおかしいし、かといって、こう、世界の中では平和の方だっていうことを、すっかり忘れて、そのスケボーの人についてこうみんなが激怒するみたいなのもおかしくなっちゃうし、
this, そのバランスは確かに。Japan is the envy of the world for this reason, you know?
Right.
And people really admire the peace and civility
that remains intact here. だからそれもあって、確かに。今年は本当に私アメリカのニュースマジで見てないから、その政治だけに限らず、シューリングの話とかも聞きたくないし、全然見てないから、たまに、あの、今何、毎週、あの、夫の親と、あの、コールしてるんだけど、そこでこう、みんなが共有してる話、あ、この間のシューリングの話とか、もうなんか何、聞いたこともないっていうか、あ、そんなことあったんだ、みたいな感じで。
Yeah, well, people are telling me that the States has become significantly more violent and unstable, and there are high speed chases on the highway. In LA, like maybe 10 times a week. It's like, I mean, it just
that's intense.
Like all the time now, like. There's some YouTube channels that stream what's going on in these places, you know, with protests, with riots, with chases, with all this crazy stuff. But yeah, it seems intense. I mean, if you're there in one of those areas, it's not like the entire U.S. is like that. It's very particular cities.
Right. So, だからなんか、そういうニュースを見てると depressing な気持ちになるから、自分が興味ある話題はもちろん追うし、できることがあれば粛々とやるけど、でもそれなんていうの、そのキャパ、自分のキャパをこうあえて意識 しながらやるみたいな感じだったかな。
What about Bitcoin? Bitcoin was really big 2020.
Right. そうだね。
If anyone had Bitcoin, they're pretty happy.
Yeah.
I think Bitcoin has matured significantly. I mean, it hasn't. The Bitcoin itself hasn't really changed fundamentally. But
なんかさ、あのこの間何 Pornhub だっけ、あの
何 Pornhub いきなり、
Yeah, right. あの Pornhub がと、まあ、Pornhub だけじゃないのかな、その、まあ、要は誰かが、誰か分かんない、どっかの誰かが投稿してる動画がいっぱいあったわけじゃん、今まで。いっぱいというか、
okay.
まあまあ、ほとんどそうだったわけだけど、その中にやっぱりそのなんていうの、コンセントを取らずに撮影しているものとかがいっぱいあって、まあ、あとチャイルドポーンに該当しているものとかっていう指摘があって、それによって、まあ、公式の動画以外は全部削除するっていうのがあったらしいんだよね。でその前後関係よく分かんないんだけど、そのクレディットカードカンパニーズがプルアウトしたみたいな、そういういろんな問題があるから、でビットコインなら使えるみたいになって、それでビットコインがまた注目されてか、まあ上昇してた。
Well, I guess that didn't hurt. But yeah, the value of Bitcoin has gone up significantly, and I don't see any wayThat Bitcoin is stopped. It's not going to stop on its own, but I don't see any way that it would be stopped. And it's sort of becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy at this point, because, well, year on year, on average, Bitcoin has been a much, much better store of value than fiat currency. So...
なんか 誰かさ、前ツイッターかどっかでさ、マイケルはビットコインをいっぱい持ってるからすごい金持ちになったはずみたいなこと言われてたよね。
I wish. I think I will become like personally active in investing maybe next year. Just in very specific things. I think most people should.You know, it creates an incentive to pay attention to what's going on. And, you know, you kind of have to bet on what you really believe. And sometimes, I mean, there are things that I think it makes sense to contribute to, even if you're not personally involved.
In
initiative.
絶対そうだよ。If I could buy stocks, I'd be buying...A lot of them.
Yeah, I don't have cash to invest right now in anything. But I suspect that within 3 months, 6 months, maybe it takes 2 years, but I think it's possible relatively soon that a large company like Apple or Tesla or SoftBank or whoever moves a bunch of their cash into Bitcoin. And the reason why that would work is because they buy a bunch of Bitcoin. It's news that, you know, let's say Apple bought a bunch of Bitcoin, and then that would increase the legitimacy and demand for Bitcoin, and then other companies would also buy into Bitcoin. And so that initial cash that you moved over would appreciate in value quite substantially. So there's, in a sense, I think it's transitioning from a first mover problem to like a early bird gets the worm kind of situation.
But what happens if the founder suddenly sold everything he has?
Well, he'd have a lot of cash. I don't know what would he do with that cash then?
Wouldn't that like disrupt the market entirely?
Yeah, but it doesn't really change the fundamentals, which is that Bitcoin is objectively a much better database for storing money. And money is just a number on a database. So in the long term, just from a first principle standpoint, I think Bitcoin is, I don't want to say inevitable. I don't know if anything's inevitable, but I think we will hear a lot more about it in the next year.
Yeah, this year I really didn't think about money. Like, I didn't spend much money. だから本当に経済やばい、やばいなってそれだけ考えても思っちゃうけど。
There was an economic crash in February. A lot of people got out of the market. Huge mistake. They're probably not very happy about that now. You remember the,
yeah,
the economic crash? Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
But the world will be so different when this happens, and I think it could happen within the next year. And there's essentially a... I mean, the big question is what governments will try to do about it. Obviously, we have all these central banks and the, I guess, petrodollar, although the petro part is dissolving. Because the U.S. is also more or less energy independent, and a lot of things just in terms of the global dynamics have changed in the last year. Huge changes in terms of energy and balance of power. Obviously, China has been doing fantastic. They haven't really had any cases since March or April. This whole time. Isn't that incredible? There's no virus there.
Right.
Like, literally, it may be like 8 people a day or something. Like, it's almost zero. I don't know if that's the real number. I mean, that's their real number.
Right.
But what do you think about that?
I don't know. I saw that there was like one person in Taiwan. 久しぶりに。So that was ちょっと心配, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see, like when I see people in New Zealand とか, まあ Taiwan もそうだけど, I have friends there and they're posting something on Facebook and もう全然 pandemic 終わってるじゃん。終わってるっていうか関係ない生活してるから。なんかそれを見てると本当に違う世界線っていうか、同じ時代
well, this is nothing. We have almost no restrictions in Tokyo, right? Very, very, very limited.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
like California.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, people are wearing masks. People are not, you know, having huge parties or anything.
Yeah. But you can go to the movie theater here, but you cannot go to the movie theater in the States.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's like.
But you can go here, you know. You can't. There are so many things you're not allowed to do in many parts of the world right now. And I think it's very difficult for people. And in Tokyo, we've been able to do almost, I mean, not often, but we can still do most of the things that we need to do, right?
Definitely.
And I think part of that is there's really good compliance here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even then, you know what I mean? Like when I see these pictures, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not that. It's not that. We're not there yet. Are you going to get the vaccine?
If it becomes available, sure. Why not?
You don't seem that eager to. When
well,
is it
I mean,
be
I'm
available?
Just. I'm just not sure when that's gonna. Be available here in Japan.
Let's say it's available next month and you know you can go get the vaccine, it's free.
Yeah, why not? I'll go get it. Why not?
The Putin one or the.
Not the Putin one.
Not the Putin one.
Not the Putin okay. one. なんかさ、そのプーチンのやつさ、なんかワクチン打ったら、お酒をなんか何ヶ月か飲んじゃダメみたいな。
Wow, that's the most ironic vaccine.
そうそうね、なんかロシアの人怒ってるみたいな、本当かわかんないんだけど、なんかヘッドライン見ただけだから。
So no one's gonna take it. Are they?
まあそれか。I don't really know why that is, but or I don't actually I don't even know if that's true. I mean, I can't read Russian, so I can't really confirm it. だけど。
Well, there are some people that are. I guess at some increased risk of an adverse effect from the vaccines.
If you drink?
Not if you drink. Some people have had an allergic reaction.
Resulting in
anaphylaxis.
I
don't know if there's like a genetic test you can take or something, you know, if you're particularly worried about that.
Yeah.
But as in terms of the numbers, I think it's some tiny fraction.
Yeah.
Less than 1%.
Yeah. So, まあ私別にあの今まで打ってきて何もあったことないから。
Maybe people would rather just not know that. Even if it's, you know, 0.00 whatever percent. But that's the truth.
そうだね。まあそうね、別に分かったところでって感じたもんね。どうするって言われても。
It's the truth, and you know, vaccines are controversial, and everyone should just be open about it. Like, yeah, you could have an adverse effect, but it's 0.00001% or some, you know, trivially small probability. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and you're riding a car every day, right?
Yeah.
So.
But we're just bad at processing stuff like that. I think there's been a significant. Yeah.increase in conspiracy theory in 2020.
Yeah.
Or just weird ideas in general, I guess.
Yeah, like that Princess Diana one.
Oh, she lives in Brazil now or something.
Yeah, there are so many creative people who come up with very elaborate stories. And so...It's really, sometimes it's entertaining, sometimes it's really scary or annoying, but...
You know what they say, the truth is stranger than fiction. And oftentimes, if you know about something personally, and then you see something about it in the news, that's not, you know that what they're saying is not true. But if you have no idea about it, and then you see it in the news, you tend to believe it. But anytime, you know, so...I know some experts in various industries, and when there's news related to their industry, like their area of expertise, it's usually wrong. But I wouldn't know because I don't have the expertise that they do. I think it's called like the Gell-Mann effect or something. There's some name for this phenomenon. But. What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the story of why Princess Diana is actually perfectly fine?
I don't know. I didn't read the details, but some people think that she's still alive and she has a daughter or something, and Trump is working with Princess Diana and her daughter to fight the evil, you know.
Is this Q territory or
yeah.
not? Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No way. Princess Diana's part of the... No way.
She is.
I haven't heard anything about this.
It's really elaborate. And... なんかやっぱ最近 TikTok ってすごい circulate してるみたいなんだよね。そういう conspiracy theories か。
What?
だから結構こう若い子たちにめちゃくちゃ浸透してるっていうか、なんだろう、文字を別に読まなくていいわけじゃん。こう若い子がペラペラ喋ってるのをちょっと聞くだけで。その陰謀論が理解できちゃうすぐに聞けちゃうからで拡散もしやすいし、
I don't want to sound ageist, but it is true that there are huge numbers of very young people that have sort of the equivalent meme amplification power as adults on the internet. You know, they can retweet.
Yeah,
they
for can, sure.
They're probably more connected.They probably have more network power than presumably more educated older people. And throughout this pandemic, you know, they've really been, I mean, their only social interaction has been, you know, TikTok or Roblox or Fortnite or Minecraft. What else is there? Among Us.
なんかこう今までってじゃあ FOX と CNN で全然意見が違うとか朝日新聞と産経新聞で全然意見が違うっていうのもあるわけじゃん、真逆のことを言ってるみたいな、mm-hmm. だけどベースになってる事実は一緒で、その見方とかそれに対する意見が反対のだけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でも最近はだからそこで報道されないと みんなけど起きたとみんなが思ってること、
mm-hmm.
だからやっぱその事実ベースからもう違うっていう、だメディアで報道されてないことを自分は知ってるんだっていう、なんかそのプリンセスダイアナとかもそうだと思うんだけど、
メディアは、That's true sometimes.
メディアは報じないけど自分が知ってること、それがどんどんアンプリファイされていくみたいな、で逆に報じられなければ報じられないほどそれがコンフィメーションバイアスになるみたいな。
I think people have lost a lot of faith in mainstream media as well as various sort of institutional guidance, I think, has been severely hurt by, you know, what happened with the WHO, you know, which I don't feel great about either, and some of these other, you know, organizations, and then we have social media. I think a lot of people have negative sentiments about social media companies with their censorship, and I mean censorship's the main problem there, although just the fundamentally the way the algorithms work may not be the best way, you know, to create an environment that's good for everyone. And we saw a lot of these antitrust hearings, right? Testimonies by Pichai and Zuckerberg and Dorsey. And I think they were very unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
Part of the reason is that the people asking them questions are not familiar enough with the technology.
Right. そう、それもあるし、最近思ったのはやっぱ、まあ、私もこう取材の依頼とか来たこともあって、その、まあ、そういうフェイクニュースとかミスインフォメーションとかどうしたらいいかみたいな。で、mm-hmm. 結局こうメディアの人たちがどうやって正しい情報を選べばいいか、どうやってフェイクニュースを避ければいいかみたいな話をどうしてもしたがるし、そういう話をしてると思うんだけど、だからその根本ってやっぱりそれを言ってメディアが信用できないからそういうところに流れていくって絶対あるから、もうちょっとなんか自戒を込めるじゃないけど、なんかなんでそうなったのかっていうのを自ら話してくれたら戻ってくる人はいると思うんだよね、
うん、
そのまあ、ステマなりスポンサーに配慮して特定の話をしないとか、まあ、確かにあるわけだし、あのなんだろう、まあその誤報、まあ、単純に誤報とかもあるし、なんかそれをやっぱり、まあ、厳しく言えば棚に上げて、こうフェイクニュースはダメだとか、フェイクニュースに騙される人は頭悪いみたいなトーンで話しても多分離れていくばっかりだから、とか一回離れた人が戻ってくることってその方法だと多分難しいから。
Why do people need to pay attention? Like there's been so much fake news this year on all political sides, but especially with the mainstream media, and there's also been substantial omission, you know, what would you say, the dog that's not barking, and that's fine. I think mainstream media is on the way out, and it's just not where, you know, they just aren't reliable, and all this production, you know, with the desk and the spinning holographic earth thing and the da-da-da-da-da and the suits and the hair and makeup and all this. It's just a bunch of phony crap. We just want people that know what they're talking about. And that shift has been well underway. It's happening. So I think that will continue to occur.
Yeah, it's the structure, right? So, I mean, I know people working inside and they, I mean, of course, there are a lot of people who are super knowledgeable and who are working so hard and, you know, who have the right motivation and stuff. But if it's a structure,
Well, people think they're lying and they haven't been able to convince the people that think they're lying otherwise, and that's not going to change. So
yeah,
and there are massive corporate interests and all the advertising. I mean, it's mostly advertising if you're watching mainstream media. There's just not enough value.
だからなんか今こうなってるところでやっぱ来年そうやってトランプが会員制のメディアを立ち上げますとかってなると本当にもう
It might do well. I don't know. I mean, it has to do well.
It、right? will do well. It will、And、do he well. He is going to make so much more money that he does not need.
It's fascinating to watch. I mean, oh, you know what was fascinating? Who's the funniest person of 2020? Like the funniest character for you? I found Rudy Giuliani so entertaining. Like everything that was going on with Rudy, from the hair dye thing to the Four Seasons like landscaping thing, and the pants, the hand in his pants thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it all happened in the span of like a few weeks. And I was just amazed. I was amazed. And I was watching it live when the dye started running down his, and he was sweating so much, like way more than anyone else. And I was like, he probably has the infection. And then he did in fact test positive. Maybe it was 2 weeks later. I don't know if it was exactly related. Maybe he was just hot, but, oh, that was fascinating to watch.
Funniest character. Yeah,
you don't have one. I mean, I started with Rudy, and then I asked you funniest character. So, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering if I had someone like that, but I really can't think of anybody. I mean, there was that year, right, where we had everybody, like, from Obokata-san to, you know, the Gein who was crying and did the crazy press conference. Like, and that happened, like, every month almost for, like, the entire year.
I guess there's the Tubin guy.
It wasn't really like that this year at all. So,
what about the Tubin guy?
Tubin guy.
What was his name? Jeffrey? The guy that thought his camera was turned off on the Zoom call, and he was like jerking off and
what?
Yeah, he's like a journalist. I forget which media he works for, but he was in a meeting not at work, but he was in a Zoom meeting for work. And he accidentally left his camera on, and I guess he was masturbating and
during the call,
during the meeting, he just started. he thought he was like had it turned off, right?
Right.
Wow,
yeah. That's what people
do. That happened.
Is that what people do when the camera's off? During the meeting, like, you just randomly take out your dick and be like, okay, I'm just going to jerk off right now.
Yeah, the timing is a bit odd.
Yeah.
I don't think he was necessarily, like I don't think necessarily the call members were, you know, the content.
Right.
But I don't know.
かわいそうっちゃかわいそうだけど、タイミングがおかしい。
Yeah.
タイミングはおかしいね。
Yeah.
Yeah, I そうね。だから新しい人に会う機会が全くなかったじゃん。今年。Mm. Like there were no home. Usually, you know, we meet some new people at home parties or work related stuff or whatever, but.
Mm-hmm.
So
basically just the guests we've talked to. So the only people we've met.
本当にそうなの。本当にそうで、だから、あの、ゆかさんと、あの、から DM 帰ったとき、帰ってきたとき、めっちゃ嬉しかった。
Yeah, like this is some social.
なんかそう、出会い。出会いだと思って。久しぶりの出会いみたいな。
Similar interests.
そうそうそう。
You don't even compare interests anymore.You know, like you don't have anyone to compare to.
そうだから、なんかその時にそのすっごい嬉しかった自分を気づいた時に、あ、やっぱ本当に人に出会ってないもんなと思って改めてそのことを思い出したというか。
Mm. Mm. It's hard to. I'm so much more comfortable in person than on the phone or on a call.With
yeah.
people, like
yeah.
especially my friends, because like yeah. that's how we have interacted. And so I know some people, they, you know, they have like big Zoom calls or something with their friends and they feel good socializing that way. But I don't know.
I've only
it doesn't really get me that excited.
I only did it once with one friend.And okay. It was fun. It was totally fine. We had wine together.
Mm.
It was fun, but then...
I get depressed that we're not... Like, it's not... I don't know. Just looking at a screen.
Yeah. So, no.
I mean, not depressed. That's a strong word. But...
It's sad.
You know.
Yeah. It's like it's in your face. Like, hey...You know, you're not seeing each other in person.
Well,
and this is the best you can do.
But it's also the feeling when you turn off the call,
your
phone just turns back into a phone and the person's gone. It's like, oh, I'm just in my room by myself.
そうだね。まあちょっと sci-fi 感というか変な感じはあるね。But yeah, I want to meet new people. I guess...
well, it's still not a good time, apparently.
I know. だからやっぱこう、そう、新しい人に会いたい。なんかそのやっぱまた知らない人たちが家にいっぱい来て一緒に人狼やるみたいな。なんかそれがもう夢のようじゃん、今考えると。だからそれをめっちゃやりたい。知らない人と話したい。
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way.
あとやっぱさ、
But、at least you're not like trying to date in college or you know some.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I'm really not. Yeah, I'm really not one to complain, honestly. まあ、別に家族にその医療従事者の人がいてすごい大変な思いしてるとかでもなく、仕事がなくなっちゃったわけでもなく、子供がまあね幼いから別に学校でオンライン授業で家ですごい大変みたいなこともなく。もうすごいラッキーな方だと思うのね、まあ、ちょっと母が亡くなった時にコロナのせいでいろいろあったけど、まあ、ただその相対的に言えばすごいラッキーな方だと思うんだけど、それを分かった上で言うなればって感じ。あとそのこの1年間だから丸々日本にいる、日本だけじゃなくて、まあ、都内から出てない
as 100% 日本人、
そうそうそうそうそうっていうのがもうないじゃん普通は。この1年間まるまる日本にいるって、まあだから妊娠した時、妊娠出産までの間と、あとだから自分がうつ病だった時1年ぐらい日本にいたかもしれないけど、それぐらいで、あとはもうちっちゃい時からさ年に1回はどっか行くとかって あったから、
うん、
なんかそういう意味では閉塞感っていうか、ああもうなんか旅行行きたすぎて、なんかターゲットでもいいから行きたいって思っちゃって、もうこれは末期だなみたいな。なんか普通だったらさ、もうアメリカは旅行に入んないじゃん、わかる？なんかだからヨーロッパ行きたいなとか、あタイ行きたいなとかすごい思うわけだけど、もはやもうどこでもいい、ターゲットに行きたいみたいな。
You know, there is a relationship between tourists and sort of the people, the locals of different destinations. And I was thinking, when I was in Indonesia or when I was in Vietnam or when I went to Cambodia, all of those places, especially, I mean, I don't want to rank them, but especially in Indonesia, you know, you tell them that you're from Japan and their eyes would light up. They're like so happy, and they're so unbelievably kind, and the people there were, they would offer help and not expect a tip, you know. And these are people that, you know, they make like $40 a month or something. And so there was like this relationship between like the Japanese tourists and these places that I felt the, like, I don't know, quite viscerally when I went to these places. And I do wonder how these places are doing, you know, in the absence of tourism. You
right.
know, some of these islands in Indonesia, or, you know, that it's a significant part of their economy, at least for those people.
Yeah. 本当そうだよね。 Yeah. I mean, そうね。でもさっきマイケルが言ってたみたいに、東京はすごい混んできたよね。混んできたというか、結構普通に人は外に。
Mm-hmm.
いる感じはする。一時期に比べると。
Yeah. I see restaurants that are just full.
Yeah. そうね。
I don't know if I、まあ、if it's a good thing or not. Maybe not.
どうなんだろうね。
If we could just... Well, it's sort of like everyone is eating lunch at lunchtime. And I think、yeah. that one tool that we should be using more is to...stagger the timing that people do things like eat lunch, because the restaurant's empty the rest of the day. And, you know, here we are, the numbers are going、
yeah.
up. You know, do we have a few easy strategies we could employ here?
Yeah. And, なんかそれって本当でもさ、パンデミック関係なく元からやればいいじゃんって思うけど、本当にだからその、
yeah.
休みの日にちが決まってる、そのお盆でみんなそこ休まないといけないけど、
yeah.
超混んでて、もう値段も高いし、みんなが辛い思いするみたいな。で行きと帰りも車大渋滞みたいな。でそれと一緒で、その昼休みの時間も決まってる会社ってあるわけじゃん。もう12時になったらみんな行きましょう、で12時だからみんな店混んでる、並んで、その昼休みの時間限られてるのに並ばなきゃいけないとか。だそれは本当このパンデミックに乗じて、あの変わってほしい。もうそんぐらいはさ、もうみんなで好きに決めればいいじゃんっていう。
うん、I like rush hour with the trains and stuff too. I just...
Yeah.
Because so many of those people work for these big companies that employ so many people. And I'm sure there's something that they could do, you know, talk to Suga-san, figure out like how they can stagger scheduling in the labor market、
yeah.
so we don't create these just unnecessary mitsu.Which, if
yeah,
it keeps
I think,
going up, will lead to a lockdown or something crappy, right?
Yeah. まあ結構みんなだからフレックスとか導入してるところも多くなってるし、まあうちの夫も、まあね、その大企業、日本のいわゆる大企業に勤めてるけど、すごい、まあやっぱ大企業だからこそ結構気を使ってるのかなっていうか、あのまあいろんな施策を投入してるなみたいなところはあるけど、 And he's mostly working from home now, so that's good. I mean, I guess it depends on each person too, right? Some people actually prefer to go to the office and some people want to stay. But I think it's a good thing that people have a choice, you know. そもそもそのチョイスが全くなかったから、今までは。
A lot of businesses have gone completely remote.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. And they don't have an office, like a physical office in one place. And I think, you know, if you're not in the office, it's not a humongous difference between being an hour away from work and being on a different continent, you know?
Yeah. ただまあやっぱりそうね。Yeah. So training wise, やっぱりオフィスがあった方が、まあ業種によるよね、だから。ただ、自分、私の業種だったら全部オフィスなんかいらないんじゃないかってずっともう長年思ってたんだけど、実際リモートになって、自分の友達とか前に会社一緒だった人の話を聞いたりとか、まあ、自分も仕事してる中で、あ、でもやっぱオフィスあった方が、そのやっぱちょっと聞きたいみたいな時、
mm-hmm.
ちょっとあ、すいませんってちょっと聞くっていうのはリモートだとこう電話するのもちょっと相手の都合もあるし、なんかメールでわざわざ聞くほどのことでもないんだけど、right. みたいなのっていっぱいあるじゃん。一日の中でそれが結構いっぱいあったりとか、mm. で特に新入社員の子とかだとあこんなことって電話していいのかなとかさ、
mm-hmm.
だからそのトレーニングとかっていう視点から考えると、まあ結構全部リモートだと難しいよな。あとその新入社員側からの目線からしても、やっぱ一緒に仕事してる人たちの人となりがよく分かんないみたい な, なんか空気を読もうにも空気が見えてないから分かんないで、すごい孤独感があるみたいなのはあって大変そうだなと思うけど、
If you look at it from the other way, starting from remote, and think about the costs involved in making it so that person can be in the office, thenI think you'll kind of see why this trend is going to continue. Because I work with a lot of different people, and I work with all of them, almost all of them, exclusively remotely. And there are many... People are just going to want to prioritize their life, and instead of building their life around their work, you know,
yeah, for
and
sure.
living...you know, next to physically next to the office. But also what's going to happen next year is the SpaceX Starlink network will come online. And the Starlink network is going to be a massive social revolution where millions and millions of people that have a physical logistical problem in terms of transmitting data, they will all be on the internet with us with low latency, and we're going to see like a huge influx into the labor markets as more and more work becomes non-local,
right.
And,like the populations of India, yeah. and China and, you know, these other places, there's so many people that like they barely have access to the internet right now. And so right now the presence on like Twitter or social media generally and on the internet is heavily skewed towards...you know, the United States, or just developed countries, essentially.
Right. And yeah, I guess what I wanted to say was like, なんだろう、そのリモートの利便性っていうのみんな分かってて、それによる恩恵ってめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるんだけど、意外とかといって、なんていうの、自分の例で言うと、その全部リモートになることによって、相手が見えないから若干ディヒューマナイズされるっていうか、なんか分かる?その感情の部分が なしになるじゃん。もう単純に仕事のやり取りだけみたいな、
mm-hmm.
でまあ季節のご挨拶ぐらいはするかもしれないけど、mm-hmm. ただなんだろう、その対面で会ってやり取りしてちょっと仕事と関係ない一面とかを見たことがあるからこそすごい助かる面っていうのがあるなっていうのを、なんか今まで自分は本当にずっと仕事なんて全部リモートにできるとこはすればいいのにって、まあ、通勤なんてもうバカバカしいしってずっと思ってたんだけど、逆にこうなってみてそこに気づいたから、そこは自分ではびっくりしたというか、
うん、
なんか、うん、いい面もやっぱ対面で人と人が会うっていうのは、
There's definitely good things about it. I mean, people prefer it generally, but I don't know if businesses and the bottom line will necessarily prefer it. Maybe for certain positions, but I think
特になんか多分マイケルの場合は自分がクライアントじゃん。なんだろう、自分がクライ下請けの場合とか自分がコンサルタントでクライアントがいる場合って結構なんかどうしても対面で話した方がとか人となりがを分かってもらってる方がスムーズにいくこと、なんか分かってもらってるからスムーズにいってた部分ってすごいいっぱいあるんだなってことに気づいた。
That's a really, I think it's a fairly Japanese interpretation, and certainly Japan has that view more than.Yeah, I mean, for sure, compared to like Silicon Valley or the United States, like startups. One thing that I think will start to happen is companies will be set up to run essentially 24/7 by having just the staggered time zones. There's
well, yeah, I was doing that. I've done that. But even that, you know, even then, it's sometimes like you can beA little nicer to this person because you've met him or her and talked to them in person. Mm-hmm.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I mean, I love face-to-face. I think it's great.
I've had that in reverse too. だからその最初はリモートだけでやってて、なんか他の国の人と。で、途中で対面で会って、mm-hmm. あ、なんかマジこの人変な人と思ったけど、こういう感じの雰囲気の人なんだみたいな。あ、じゃあ納得みたいな、じゃあ納得だわ、なんか悪気全然ないのかみたいな、なんかそれってやっぱり電話とメールだとなんか逆にギスギスする一方みたいな。あとなんか今年やっぱ母が亡くなった時になんかね、亡くなる日に本当は私仕事をやんな、どうしてもその日にやんなきゃいけないことがあったのよ。だけどそれがもう週末だったのね。でもクライアントもさ休みだから電話もつながんないし、だけどもう、あ、今日ちょっともう母がやばそうっていうか、その PCR 検査を受けて病院に来て、もうそっからだから病院から出れないわけじゃん。私は一回出ちゃったらまた次の PCR 検査を受けてその次の日しか行けないみたいな。でもここでだから仕事のために夕方ぐらいに帰ろうと思ったけど、今日は多分止まらないともうこのままやばそうと思って、でこうまあ、チームにメールしたわけよ。でメールしたし電話もしたんだけど、まあ、休みだからみんな気づいてくれなくて、だけどたまたま私がメールで CC した人の中にこう直接もう今そのチームに入ってないんだけど、私が対面で会ったことある女の人がいて、でその人が電話してきてくれたのね。でなんかそれでそこでこう、まあ、その人と電話で話して、私ずっと一人で病室にもいたし、なんか全然その人と仲いいわけじゃないんだけど、なんかその人の声を聞いた瞬間にこう安心したって言っていいのか分かんないけど、なんかすごい泣いてしまって、なんか大人になってさ、その仕事の取引先の人から電話かかってきてこう泣くっていうのも全然プロフェッショナルではないんだけども、ただまあその人もこうすごい優しくしてくれてというか、でもそれもこれも全部やっぱり会ったことあったからなんだよね。会ったことあったから、私の緊急のメールにその人もすぐ多分電話しなきゃって思ってくれたし、こう自分もそういう弱い面を見せれるっていうか、なんかもうその仕事の相手っていうディヒューマナイズされた感じじゃなくて、もうなんか人間と人間としてやり取りできたみたいな感じがあって、 なんかそれ今年ずっとリモートで仕事してて、それそういう感じを忘れてたから、
うん、
なんか人間と人間とのやり取りであるっていうことを、なんかそういう、そう、そういうのもあった。
There's sort of a pen pal feeling to working with people that you haven't met. And I work with a lot of people that I haven't met, and you know, a lot of crazy things happen in real life, you know, that they have to deal with and we have to communicate about, and and they live in a completely different country and it has a different culture, and you know, you
and it will be great if you can like someday meet them in person, right? I always love that when it happens, like after talking to each other so many years sometimes, and then I have a business meeting, a business trip, and I go there and I finally meet them in person and be like, hey, 本物だ みたいな.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So I'm sure the world is going to be operating differently, but that I don't think, なんていうの、その対面はやっぱじゃあいらないねっていうふうにはならなそうだなっていう思う出来事は、そういう意味ではこんな感じで何個もあったかな。
うん。
なんかそういう気づきがあった。
うん。
Having said that, it's nice that my husband's working from home and he's here all the time.
Yeah, so there are a lot of, you know, benefits to not structuring your life necessarily physically.
Mm.
Around your workplace, and you know, I work with, I don't know, maybe a dozen people, probably more, remotely, and I think it works very well. I would love to meet, you know, everyone in person, of course.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to give anyone a virus or right. vice versa or whatever. But
right.
It's interesting to think like how. You know, how has the world changed? How is the world different having gone through, you know, this whole virus, and also, you know, having gone through the political stuff and the bifurcation of MSN mediated reality, and sort of how do we know what's true now? I personally think one of the biggest disappointments is the realization that nobody pays attention to the primary source, even when it's available. So I always go to the primary source and try to find the most complete, most original source of information that's available to me. And oftentimes that would be available, but the vast majority of people don't look at it. It's sitting there, it's on YouTube, it has 15,000 views, the entire world is literally talking about this, and then no one has bothered to look at the primary source. So if you don't look at the primary source and you start with filters, you're not going to be able to have conversations with someone else who's looking at the other, you know, starting with the other filter. But if you both start with the primary source, and the sequence is important. You want the primary source first, and then you want to look at the media, and preferably you want to look at, you know, both sides of the media's interpretation of the primary source. But that process seems to be like exceedingly rare as of now, after this year. And it's why I think it's why people believe such different things.
Hmm. I guess I'm kind of excited that this year is coming to an end.
What are you most looking forward to?
I don't know. Just the fact that this year is coming to an end. It doesn't mean that something's going to change or anything, but somehow it feels like, なんだろうね。その、そのだからマイルストーン的なもんがないから。
Like what sort of milestone would you want?
I don't know.
Like what's supposed to, like what happens when the ball drops and 2021 officially starts? You know, is there going to be an asteroid? Are the aliens going to land? general artificial intelligence is going to start.
I don't know. I mean, milestone might not be the right word, but なんかさ、区切りが欲しいじゃん。もう一旦ちょっともうおしまいにしようみたいな。なんかもういいよみたいな。
Right. Well, at least in a political sense, people were anticipating that from the election and, you know, certification and then inauguration. But now it sort of seems like even if Biden is inaugurated, that's not necessarily going to coalesce the worldviews at all. In fact, the other side is just going to be more upset. So...
Right, but I mean, so at least we won't have to talk about Trump anymore.
I wouldn't get my hopes up about that.
Like, for me personally, like, I don't think I'm going to be talking about Trump anymore. I don't think my husband's dad is going to be talking about Trump anymore. You know, so that's great. And I don't know, this year was so shitty that I kind of want to just leave it behind and be like, hey, let's start a new year.
Do you think people generally will be doing that? Or do you think a lot of the baggage will be carried over into the new year?
Well, in reality, baggages are carried over. Right? It's not like Corona is going to disappear overnight, but なんかメンタル的な意味ではさ、ちょっと一回なんかもう一回休みみたいな。
Wait, what about the Olympics?
Fuck Olympics. Who cares?
They're doing it, right? I actually haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Are they doing it with the athletes? I mean, well, obviously with athletes.
Yeah, そのどういう風な運用になるかっていうのは詳しくは分かんないけど、予算はめっちゃ計上してたよ。だってそのコロナ以上の予算をつけてますからね。新しく。だからまあやる気はまんまん。
Right? Which created like a huge, it made like a huge cloud of smoke, and then they had to stop the baseball game, and people thought that there was like a fire.
How? Yeah, I mean, but, I don't. しかもさ、なんだろう、日本でだからワクチンがいつからアベイラブルになるかとかにもよ。まあでも、相手の国がみんなワクチンを打ってくればいいっていう考えなのかな。どういうことになるんだろうかね。I don't know.
So they're doing it,
right? Yeah.
The Olympics. Yeah. I guess they're gonna vaccinate the athletes.
だって毎日のようにさ、もうなんか政治家は関係ない感じで暮らしてるみたいなニュースが入るわけじゃん。もうなんかコンパニオン呼んで宴会みたいなのやってましたとかさ、その子供たちがね、みんなマスクしたまま過ごしなさいとかさ、給食の時は一言も喋っちゃダメですとか言ってるのにさ、なんかどういう意識なんだって思っちゃうけど。
I think the hypocrisy with the pandemic has been astounding. In the States especially, it's like the Newsom thing, the Gavin Newsom thing, it's just, I don't understand how that guy doesn't just resign at least. Some of this stuff is so damaging.
だって菅さんもさ、何、王貞治監督とミノモンタとなんちゃうと、なんか全員70代みたいな、それでなんかステーキ食べましたみたいな、なんかもう全員さ高リスクの人たちで。
But they're not saying don't eat steak together. Gavin Newsom was telling people don't go to a restaurant and eat together, and then he did. You know, and they're saying don't go to a salon, and then they do.
でも日本も5人以上の会食は控えてくださいみたいなこと言ってんだよ。でもそれ、
yeah, so it's not, you know.
Yeah, but even then, it's the prime minister. So, you know,
what about Aso and his tiny, tiny face shield? Everyone else has a mask, and
well, he lives in a different reality.
Aso has like this super tiny.
He always lives in a different reality. So
what does that mean?
I'm not surprised, but.
The face shield thing is crazy to me. they're getting smaller and smaller. I saw an ad for Yakuruto, and this girl comes out, and I don't know why they have the face shield in the Yakuruto ad, but her face shield is so... It's like this tiny. Big. It's so tiny, and it's so far away from her face. Oh. And it's like floating around out here. And it's like the size of a like Juendama or something, and it's out here.
Right.
Maybe it's not that small, but there's a trend of like the shrinking face shield. And I don't get it. I mean, everyone on TV is doing this, right? But the public is not doing it. You know, they're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Chanto. But all the celebrities are going around with their little face shield on.
So.
And it's kind of like a bad example.
So.
Because the face shield doesn't work, that's why.
そう、なんかさ、普通に最近やっぱ芸能人が街に出て普通の人にインタビューみたいな時に、まあなんか確かにスタジオで撮影してて周りに人がいなくて、まあ顔が映った方がいいからそのフェイスシールドとか、まあ、マスクなしで喋るみたいなのもまあわかるんだけど、普通に街に出て知らない人にインタビューする時に、その街の人はみんなもちろんマスクしてるんだけど、芸能人が全然何もつけないでさ、結構近くに寄って、なんか質問とかしてて、たまにびっくりする。
Yeah, and it's like,
あれみたいな。
Relax, I'm famous, it's okay. You know, I don't need to wear a mask.
Just back off a little, みたいな。
But yeah, the face shield thing, didn't they run that like $10 trillion supercomputer and all that crap, and it just showed that
it's
not going to work? Yeah. What the hell was the point of all that money if Aso is still wearing the face shield and everyone's wearing this face shield? I don't know. Don't need to get too worked up about it, but see just all the celebrities just wearing this
ridiculous. I know.
Yeah. And, you know, I like Yakuruto. I rarely buy the knockoff brand, but that ad face shield is way too ridiculously small. It's just, it gives people the impression that it works. And when the celebrities do it too, it gives people the impression that that's working. And that's not what the supercomputer said. So,
そうだよね。そう、それはね、久しぶりにテレビ見て思ったこの間。あれなんか、しかもフェイスシールド率めっちゃ高いじゃん。フェイスシールドってかあのマウス。
It's so high on TV, but not in real life.
そうそう、マウスシールドっていうの。口のとこだけみたいな。
Yeah. It's so small.
Yeah, I mean, そうね。まあ、政治とか政治家はね、もう今本当に文句言おうと思えば永久に言えるから避けたいんだけど。It's really stressful, so.
One other trend I think we've noticed this year and will probably continue into next year is the cybersecurity issues. You know, we had like the WannaCry thing, and we had recently the SolarWinds thing, and I guess Microsoft has just been completely hacked. They're not even sure, you know, what's been compromised and what hasn't. So this helicopter is about to land on my apartment.
めっちゃ聞こえる。Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you have any plans for Christmas or New Year's?
Not really.
It's actually exciting for me today.
Yeah?
Because Santa's coming, right, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And Santa has not come to my apartment forever. I mean, right? Since I was a child. Mm. It's the first time.
Do you have a chimney?
He's coming back. So
how is Santa getting in?
From the windows, I guess.
Oh, from the window. From the balcony?
Yeah.
So the reindeers like sort of just hover next to the balcony while Santa like gets off and...
Yeah, or maybe he parks them. I don't know. I don't
parks
know.
Like on the roof?
あ、でも、park しちゃったら来れないか。まあ、乗ってくるのかな、じゃあ。そうだね。Hover してるのね。I guess they can hover.
Yeah. They must be able to hover.
We have a big window, so I guess that's how he comes in.
Do you usually lock that window?
Yeah. But Santa has superpower, right? So he can...
Oh, yeah. He can just... He knows how to pick locks and, like, break into people's homes.
He's not going to be picking locks. He's just, you know, なんかね、ゴーストみたいにこう、スルッと入れるんじゃない？わかんない。
Wait, he's dead? No, Santa's not a ghost. He can't just, like, walk
anyway,
through walls. Anyway. He's not like X-Man or X-Man.
Anyway, X-Man. I had not really thought about Santa in a while, so... This is the first time, and I mean, my son is two and a half, and he understands the concept of Santa now, so he's very excited, and he actually asked for a specific thing.
Wow!
To Santa.
Did he like draw it or something? You know, you can send letters to Santa.
Yeah, he made a letter, and
and it's sent
we'll
to the
see.
North Pole.
Yeah, we'll see what he gets.
I guess elves are making it.
Yeah, I don't really know the details. But
isn't that how it works? I thought the elves.
Yes. でもなんだろうね、こっちがなぜかちょっとワクワクするんだよね、どうしても。この、なんて言うんだろうね。あの、もう想像するじゃん。あ、あ、なんていうの。だって、サンタってさ、超不思議じゃなかった、子供の時。あの、エグジステンシャルクエスチョンぐらい不思議だったのね、私。なんか、どういう意味だろうみたいな。そのどっから入ってきなんかどう大人も見たことないしかも自分の部屋に来るわけでしょみたいな感じでずっと超不思議だったんだけど、それがまた recreate されるというかさ。
Are you doing the cookies and the milk?
No.
Really?
I didn't grow up doing it. I mean,
it might be like 野菜スティックor something else.
like. そうだね。その方がなんか体には良さそう。Yeah.
But the idea is you have the food there for Santa, right?
Yeah.
And then after Santa comes, there's going to be like
leftovers.
Less cookies and maybe one of them's like half bit or something. It's kind of a CSI
like
situation.
そうだね。
Like,
そう、
oh my
それは
ね、God, there's evidence.
Yeah. まあそれやってもいいんだけど、maybe when he's a bit older. I don't know.But yeah, it's like, is Santa gonna, you know, leave the present right next to his pillow? Or is it gonna be in the living room, you know? Because my son sometimes wake up in the middle of the night still. So I don't really... Yeah, I wonder
what... Well,
it has
to be under the tree.
Right? I actually grew up... So Santa always left something by my pillow.
What?
So、That's、when I wake、fairy. Up, it's there.
Tooth fairy.、Jump.
Tooth fairy, well, under the pillow, じゃないの?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was always beside my pillow, and it was so mysterious, you know? It's like, wow, Santa was right here when I was sleeping. Like, boom, mind-blowing.
It's almost too close.
yeah. But, you know, you wake up, and it's like, right there. So I thought maybe Santa
do
would
it that style?
Do that this, to my son too, or I'm not sure, but
this mommy style Santa.
We'll see.
Normally you have the tree in the living room and the stuff is under the tree.
Yeah.
And there's presents for everyone and you need
to
find the one that has your name on it.
So.
I mean, you could do both.
Yeah. I mean, too bad that we have to do all of this here. You know, usually we do it in Florida or California, and there's a big, you know, Christmas tree in the house, and there's, like, lots of presents because there are a lot of people.
Well,
so
I don't think,
too bad,
you know, I don't think he's going to focus on that part so much anyways. Like,
well,
how many presents and... How
yeah,
nice
but he's getting
is.
Many. It's so crazy. We got a lot of stuff sent from the States, and Mm-hmm. He's going to be super excited. So I'm excited just thinking about that.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah. なんか自分はさ、行事にあんま興味ないっていうかさ、なんかまあどっちでもいいやみたいな。でも結婚もしてるし、プレゼント、自分のプレゼントとか相手のプレゼントもさ、まあもう、まあなんか欲しいものあるなら買うけど、なんかないなら別にスキップしちゃってもいいかぐらいの、本当になんかやる気ないからいつも。なんか子供いることによって、その、自分が子供の時にそういう行事をどう思ってたかっていうのを強制的に思い出されてきて、なんか楽しくはなってくるよね、やっぱり。
And there's a certain standard, you know, that was set for how excited you were and how good, you know, how good your parents set it up. You know, I feel like my parents set like a pretty high standard with Christmas and, you know, excitement about stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a weird feeling, like when you're a kid and you get something and it's something that you wanted and you're like unwrapping it and it's starting, you see like little, you know, the corner of it, and it's like, oh my god, it's actually the thing. And you're like, oh.
So, so, so.
And it's just a kind of excitement and feeling that's hard to come by as you get older, you know.
そうなの、本当にそうなんだよね。だから、
like, where do I get that feeling again? Like, where is it?
そうそう。だから大人の感覚でやっぱこうね、なんか。おもちゃいっぱいあった方がいいみたいな、そのものをいっぱい買ってもらえるみたいな、なんかそういうキャピタリズム的なのが、
mm-hmm.
あんまりなんか好きじゃないなって思ってるんだけど、ただ自分が子どもの時すっごい嬉しかったし、だからこそクリスマスにいい思い出があるわけだからって思うと、やっぱりどうしてもやっちゃうよね、子供、自分の子供にはね。
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's great. It'd be weird to not have that as part of your life.
Yeah, and
maybe
I never
not weird, but
and I never realized that その prepare する側もワクワクしちゃうっていうのを知らなかったから、なんか親がまあ自分のためにやってくれてるのは分かってたけど、なんかこう自分のためにやってるだけっていうかさ、なんか親側もワクワクしてたのかなって今になって思うけど。
どういう顔するかなとか。Yeah, and you're gonna have a sense of, you know, how it went and what you could do better next year, or I don't know.
And how kids cannot contain their excitement sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing to see っていうか、なんか大人ってどうしてもさ、まあ、ポジティブでもネガティブでも感情が爆発しないようにある程度こう社会性が身についてるというか、ちょっと無意識にコンテインしちゃうときない、
mm. Pretty much always.
でしょ、
yeah. Well, it's, and, well, the thing that's being contained is not nearly as powerful as when you're a kid. I remember the excitement
when
I was a kid. Like when I got the PlayStation 1, I was just like, oh, what?
そうそうそう。
You know, and I'm like...pop the lid, I'm like, oh my god.
So, so, so.
Oh my god. You know, it's like unreasonable levels
of
elation.
So, それがなんかやっぱすごいんだよね、見てて。あの、こっちもやっぱ excited になるっていうか。So.
Yeah. I wish there was...an adult version, but I guess the adult version is planning that for your child.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what I want, you know? So my husband was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? とかさ、聞いてくれるんだけど、誕生日とかね。I'm always like, was there anything I wanted? みたいな感じで。思いつかないんだよね。Are you going
to
get something?
Things.
Are you going to get something for Christmas?This year?
For Christmas, not, I don't think so.
Is there going to be like a secret present type stuff? Or?
Well, I wouldn't know about it if it was. If,
right, but
if
I mean, like, are you supposed to buy something for each other and not
well,
tell each other what it is?
My family was going to spend Christmas together in...Shizuoka.
Ah, okay.
But my mom's kind of concerned, rightly so, about, you know, having a bunch of people show up at this house in the Inaka everyone gossips a lot. And, you know, obviously there are a lot of old people. And then it's like, hey, who are these people from Tokyo that are bringing this thing?
Right.
So probably just do something after the whole Nenmatsu.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of people are sort of thinking about or have the same dilemma, you know. It's like, hey, maybe we can meet up for Christmas instead of New Year's because everyone goes to New Year's. But then, like, that's the most unoriginal idea in the world. Everyone's probably doing that too. Mm. So, you know, I don't know if there's some official guidance on the timing for seeing your relatives, but certainly a lot of people have been holding off on seeing their relatives for a long time.
Yeah.
And Nenmatsu is kind of the most meaningful time to do that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But then you don't want everyone doing it at once, so yeah, it's difficult.
So ne.
What are you up to for New Year's or Christmas? Other than dazzling your child's brain?
Not much. We might see my dad and my brother.
Mm.
But that's about it. I mean, they all live around here, so.
Mm-hmm.
And they all work remotely, basically.
Mm.
So.
Are you... I mean, is there going to be... You know, it'd be nice if the virus thing ended before 2021, but we're going to have to carry it through a little bit, you know, which kind of puts a damper on any sort of, you know, hey, the year's over, yay, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, either way, good to put 2020 in the past, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a total yakudoshi, so...
So much crazy stuff happened that, you know, there's Carlos Ghosn and the impeachment stuff.
Eh? Carlos Ghosn って今年だったんだっけ?
Yeah, like right at the beginning of the year. I think technically he climbed in the cello case at the end of last year, but that, okay. It all came out like this year.
あ、そっか。Yeah. Wow, it feels like forever ago.
The Beirut explosion.
Okay.
Happened. A lot of weird stuff happened this year.
そっか。
Just like random sort of weird...
Huh.
The monolith, although I mean, that's not really a big deal.
No. Compared to the other stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah, so I don't really know how... So for my son, he probably thinks that it's normal that everyone's wearing a mask outside, right? Because he doesn't know other
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
逆にみんながマスクしなくなったら不思議な感じするのかな彼にとってはって思うけど。
Well, I think it'll be a weird feeling for everyone. And I think it'll take people a long time to feel comfortable taking their mask off.
ちょっと。Yeah.
恥ずかしいじゃん。Showing
your face. 恥ずかしい?そっち?そこ?なんかそれよりやっぱなんかさ、今年インフルがめっちゃ少ないですみたいな。まあ、検査も少ないのかもしれないけど、確かにこう、mm-hmm. まあみんながさ、リモートとかで働いてるわけだし、インフルにかかる機会自体が減ってるわけじゃん、すごく。
Mm-hmm.
で、そうなるとなんか、やっぱどんだけ今まで汚かったんだみたいな。って思ってくると、yeah. なんか。
We're all germophobes now.
そうそうそうそう、本当にそう。だから別に、あ、じゃあもうみんなワクチン打ちました。まあまあ普通の生活に戻っていいですよって言われてもさ消毒液はその辺順にまだ置いといてほしいしもうソーシャルディスタンス保ってほしいしこう知らないさ人にが急にこう近づいてきてすごい話しかけてくるみたいななんか距離近い距離近いみたいな
It's like you might give me a cold
そうそうそうそうそうそうでもだってさ普通の風邪も嫌じゃん別にインフルとかコロナじゃなくても嫌だから
Yeah.
こうじゃあみんなでもうずっと気をつけてほしい。だから確かにさずっとマスクとかはね辛い人もいるからあれだけど、うん、なんかそのソーシャルディスタンスとか手を消毒するとかは継続してほしいなって思っちゃう。
I feel weird when I see people without masks outside in public. I mean, to see like someone's face, that someone you don't know, see their face.
So there's this like bakery right near our place. で、いつもパン買いに行ってんだけど、そこのおばちゃんが、あの、なんか外歩いてて、多分なんか全然人通りがないから、あの、その時だけマスク外して歩いてたのね。で、あの、あーって言われて、マジで誰か分かんなくて、本当マスクしてる姿でもう脳で、脳の中にレジストされちゃってるからさ、え、誰みたいな。で、あの、パン屋のって言われて、ああ、そっか、みたいな。だからマスクしてて気づかなかったんじゃなくて、マスクしてなくて気づかなかったみたいな。顔が全部見えてることによって気づかなかったっていう。
Yeah.
だからマスク込みで人の顔覚えちゃってんなと思ったけど、その時。
There's something going on with like people's attractiveness. Like, are they, you know, some, like, people can be attractive in a mask, but you don't even see their face, right?
Yeah.
It's a really weird, you know, there's a lot of assumption going on, I guess. But when you see someone without a mask, like, sometimes it's just like, wow, what a, like, beautiful person, you know, like, I'm like shocked, like seeing someone's face like without a mask on it, and like people, like seeing faces is nice, and I don't just mean like sexually attractive,
right.
Like, you know, like faces, human faces are nice. There's something dehumanizing going on with that, I think. You know, we're just, everyone, you know, there's an expression like, everyone's, not everyone, but he's just a suit. You know, people in suits are just like, kind of get, they become like just suits. Like, oh, you know, just another suit. But it's like that with masks now. You know, everyone's less unique.
Right.
If that makes sense.
まあみんななんか最近おしゃれなマスクしてるけどね、私だけやっぱ。
You're wearing the アベノマスク。
アベノマスクではないけど、あの、何、普通のただの青、あの、青白いやつ。
Yeah.
そう、大量に、あの、母の家にいっぱいあったやつもらってきたから、みんながおしゃれのして。あとね、子供がいるからやっぱ、あの、I have to do the eye smile. Do you know what I mean? When we're at the park and stuff,、I want him to know that I'm smiling.だけど顔見えないからこう目でさ笑ってるよってしないといけないじゃん、だそれ結構疲れるんだよね。なんかやっぱ意識して、
people's face muscles must be changing.
いやそう本当そうだよ、シワになりそう、
move their face differently.
そうそう、
and it's kind of like you have to have a squintier eye smile.
そうそうそう、 eye smile しないといけない。
I have a problem. This mask I was wearing for a long time would float up my face and like touch my eyeballs. It would like gradually go up my face and touch my eyes, and so I would have to like,
when you're talking with your mask on,
just over time. And or if I open my mouth and close my mouth, the mask would like go up into my eyes or something.
Okay.
So I would sometimes I would be making like the craziest 変顔 under my mask to try to keep my mask from going up, right? Like there's like this kind of like with my jaw or with my mouth, I'm like trying to adjust the mask.
Fix it, yeah.
And prevent it from touching my eyeballs. And I didn't really realize I was doing this. Then the other day I was just like, I like had stuff in my hands and I'm just like, you know, behind my mask, I'm just looking like completely crazy. Like, yeah. And I think I don't know. I'm like straining my jaw or I'm using a lot of facial muscle to try to adjust and manage my mask positioning. And,
right.
And, yeah, so I stopped wearing that and I went back to the normal surgical one because I can't find my Abenomask. I misplaced it somewhere.
Abenomask あるよ。 まだ袋に入ってる。新品だよ、新品。
Yeah, you should frame it.
でもいつか絶対博物館とかに出せるよね。まあ、みんなが持ってるから出せないかな。なんか私がおばあちゃんになった時とかにさ、あの、パンデミックの時に配られた伝説のやつですみたいな。
What's so funny about that Abenomaska is you saw people wearing it, like right after they sent it out. I saw a few people wearing it.
I never saw anyone wearing it.
Really? Yeah. I saw at least like 3 or 4 people wearing it. And I don't know if they're like hipsters or trying to make a statement or what the deal is. But over time, they got smaller. The ones that I would see. Hmm. Like I saw like some, you know, old lady with Abenomaska and it was like way smaller than the original. So I knew that she washed it like, in the washing machine.
縮んじゃった。縮んじゃったか。
Yeah, and then I just didn't see it anymore.
Hmm.
So maybe it's rare now.
うん、私見なかったと思う。一回も、yeah. あ、Abenomaska って持ったことないもん、街で。
Really?
Hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't take a picture, but I almost wanted a picture.
Hmm. I still have it. I know exactly where it is.
Okay.
It was sitting on my washer for like ever.
Hmm.
Somehow, but it's unopened, so I can donate it to the museum in the future.
Yeah. Is it legal to sell it on like Yahoo or something? I'm kind of
curious.
But
who's going to buy it?
But if you start the bid at 1 yen, you don't think anyone will buy it? It's an auction.
どうなんだろうね。いるのかな、あれ売った人。
What's the market value? The market value of Abenomaska?
I don't know.
It'll probably go up. You might want to, you know, maybe in a few decades you can donate it to the Smithsonian or something.
そうだから何、開けてなければと思うけど、そういう historical token value というか、but yeah, yeah, this was such a weird year, but let's keep washing our hands and keep social distance and let's all try to survive.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's still, I mean, certainly there are still people, there are people struggling due to the economic effects and businesses closing and whatnot. So, I would just keep in mind that next year has to be way better. You know, there are a lot of things to look forward to.
Yeah, it has to be better.
Hmm.
いや、だからね、本当にあの今年も聞いてくださった皆さん本当にありがとうございました。
Thank you so much。
来週はだから年末でお休みなんだけど、また1月から始めますのでよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリ Android。アップルじゃねえよ。iPhone、Mac、iPad 版ありますのでチェックしてみてください。文字起こし、読み放題とか、英語表現解説エッセイ、こちら質問も受け付けているので、なんか聞きたいことあったら、bilingualnewsjp@gmail.com だっけ、にメールください。あと、宿題も各エピソードごとに出てるので、そちらもやってみてください。あと、bilingualnews.jp サイトでストアもあるので、そちらも要チェック。
Yep. We're working on some pretty cool things that will come out early next year.
お楽しみに。
Yeah, so thank you thank you to everyone for listening. And I want to say thank you to everyone that we work with, who have really supported us, and thank you to my girlfriend, my parents, my siblings, everyone that I consider a loved one, my friends. Thank you, Ami, for being cool.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 本当に1年間、皆さんありがとうございます。なんかね、長年聞いてくださってる人とか、結構メッセージ、メールとかくれる人もいるんだけど、やっぱ今年特に本当にみんなも大変だったし、まあ、私が母亡くなった時とかもすごいメールをくれた人たちがたくさんいて、本当にありがたいし、やっぱり、まあ、いつも本当に同じことばっかり言うんだけど、なんか信じられないっていうか
<Yeah.
S 1> その見知らぬ人たち、あ、なんか私に会ったこともないのにそうやって気にかけてくれる人たちがいるっていうのを本当にありがたく思っています。っていうわけで皆さん引き続き気をつけて、しかも超寒いからね、なんかもう、
急に
暖かくして過ごしてください。クリスマスと年末お正月、まあパンデミックながら楽しくお家で過ごせるといいよね。まあなんかのんびりできる人はのんびりして。
Next year will be awesome, or at least more awesome than this year.
I hope so. I hope so. So yeah, おしまい。また来年。
2021.
Bye.
Bye.